With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Jimmy Dean once said, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination." We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. That's right. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Call. Say hi. Tell me what questions you have about your small business and how you are going to make your business more successful than last week. It's going to be a jam-packed week. You won't want to miss a minute of it. At the end of the program, I'm going to be sharing some productivity tips that you can do with your smartphone. And this week, we will be joined by guests Julie Paulus, Brent Booker, and Ron Milicek, along with a new Playmaker Spotlight. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And I'd love to meet each and every one of our listeners at the business event. It's an all-day free small business and healthcare summit taking place next week. I can't believe it. It's right around the corner, November 10th at Drury Lane and Oak Brook Terrace. November 10th, register online for free at thebusinessevent.com. So first up on the program, we have Julie from Red Caffeine on the program. First time guest. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. So, Julie, how are you enjoying your Halloween?
Halloween was awesome. I had a wonderful time. Wish the weather was like it today. It was yesterday, but what can you do? It was nice, haunted, and scary, and spooky.
Well, I think this week should be nice. So, Julie, you are involved in a lot of strategy, branding, marketing, and technology. Tell us the elevator pitch on Red Caffeine.
Well, I think you said half of it. Thank you. we're a marketing technology company. We offer up a special blend of that starts with strategy, branding, marketing and technology to really be able to give a boost to your business.
That's fantastic. So give us an example of a business that you've worked with. And I know a lot of those businesses are featured on your website, which we'll get to shortly. But tell us how you've helped one of your clients.
You know, it's been really exciting time, I think, for many of our clients that, were able to make it out of the recession. Everybody had to look at their business a little bit differently. And so what happens is generally what people will come to us and say, hey, I want a website or I need something. And we're like, well, what is it that you're trying to do? Where do you want to start? Who do you want to talk to? And so we start with each of our clients in the strategy phase where we really try to understand what they're up against in competition, who their buyer types are and what their needs are. And then we'll move on to develop their brand.
So, Julie, would it be correct to assume that you're not just going to go in ever and just build a website without having that strategic conversation of what the goals and objectives of that website are?
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest myth that people do. And you were asking particularly about clients. We've had a strong emphasis in manufacturing, and I find it very interesting that, we talked, you and I before, is that everybody seems to think that their business is so unique. And quite frankly, businesses are very similar.
That's for sure.
You want to keep the clients that you have, grow the clients you have, and then attract the clients that are right for you. And we've had a shift in marketing, which is super cool. And online marketing in many fashions, it's really changing the way we're doing business. So you talk to somebody like a manufacturer, and we have several manufacturers in the area that we know and love, Bylink and Car Machine and Weagle Tool and Arrow and Bales, and all of them really kind of start out with the same issue.
So, Julie, I want to make sure we get some advice in. One of the things that I say to everybody that I talk to in business and jobs is to make sure that they are answering the question of who you are, what you do, and who you're looking to meet. I have a feeling that the same holds true with the clients that you work with. So how do you set the stage for a customer that is trying to, let's pick on that example of building a website or building a mobile platform, how do you help them with that strategy?
Well, you said it perfectly. Starting with that brand story, literally write down what you said, who you are, what you do, why you do it better, and write it down. That's the first place you can do. The other thing is take a look at what your competitors are doing and look deeply. How involved are they with things like social? How are they portraying themselves? What do they say, and where do you stack up against?
Do you help your customers with a competitive analysis?
Yes, we do. Our strategy elements really start with a competitive analysis. Then what we do are key stakeholder interviews where we interview current clients, lost clients, prospective clients. We interview people within the organization that are the valuable department heads or people who are interfaced with clients. And because I think, you know what we do, and you know this better than anybody, is I think we all assume we know about our business. But until we actually step back and talk to people, our customers, and find out what do they really know, all of the services that we provide, what are their perceived objections about us, what do they think that we do well, what are their needs, how is their business changing? So after the competitive analysis, talk to your stakeholders and then really build out who your buyer types are. So in manufacturing, it's maybe engineering,
sure,
and procurement.
So we're chatting with Julie from Red Caffeine, and they are the resource on marketing and technology. So, Julie, I'm going to ask you that question that you probably ask your customers all the time. Why is Red Caffeine any different from the many other firms that specialize in the same areas and the same focuses?
Well, I always believe that there's a right fit for everybody. For us, we have to be culturally aligned. I know you've talked about culture many times on your show. And I think you have to be ready. What makes us different is we are really uniquely equal in marketing and technology, so it allows us to be able to provide expertise on both sides and fully saturate and understand, you know, what your business is. We have a great culture and ideas and concepts. Our marketing is enhanced by our technology. So right now we're building a really cool mobile app for a donut company. On the other side of the business, on the marketing side, we're just trying to do what you want. Everybody is build leads.
So, Julie, you're working with a donut company right now. I have to assume that having that relationship is probably pretty good for the office environment. What is the most interesting business or industry that you've worked with? You mentioned a lot of manufacturing so far. What else?
It's so fun. We do so many things with different people. Everybody's exciting in a unique way. We work with the Village of Elk Grove on a Beyond Business Friendly campaign, and that's been phenomenal, understanding what the needs of a municipality are. We've worked in healthcare and retail. Manufacturing is where our heart is right now. We really believe that we're the marketer for makers. There's a great movement in manufacturing, and we're very excited to be a part of that. It kind of goes back to those are all very different goals.
Sure.
You're trying, for a village, you're trying to get people to move their business to a village. For manufacturers, trying to get somebody to, make a part, buy parts.
So Julie, we're slowly running out of time, and I want to make sure we share information on how our listeners can get a hold of you and the entire team at Red Caffeine. But first of all, again, we're talking with Julie of Red Caffeine. And your website, I absolutely love it. We'll share it in a moment. Your drink of choice, as I understand it, is a mojito, which is always a lot of fun. And I see that your dream job is a talk show hostess. So maybe we'll have a lot of ways to work together in the future. Very, very exciting. We appreciate you coming on the show. So, Julie, how can our listeners get a hold of you and your team if they want to learn more about your work and spend some time talking about their business display and their business website?
Oh, well, redcaffeine.com is how you can find us. I'm Julie at Red Caffeine. So that's easy to find us. And we have a blog that really shares tips and tricks. So you can find that on our website as well.
Once again, redcaffeine.com. Julie, we appreciate your time. Really, really good advice. One takeaway from me is being able to always tell businesses that I talk to, to look at your competitors, find out why are you different, and figure out who you are, what you do, and how you want to display your information. I think really, really helpful. So, Julie, we appreciate that. We'll be sure to have you back on. I'm sure you've got a lot more advice. Good luck with the donut company. And for all of our listeners, I hope that they will get a hold of you, redcaffeine.com, Julia Red Caffeine. And we'll talk to you soon. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage Chair, Dick Smith. On the Playmakers Spotlight, Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com. We've got a jam-packed lineup of guests. You won't want to miss a minute of it. At the end of the program, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how you can use your smartphone to be more productive in your busy, busy day at the office. But as I've been saying, don't forget to come out and register for the business event. It's an all-day free small business and healthcare event taking place next week on November 10th. Register at thebusinessevent.com. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Grace Hacka, taking a look at traffic. Still some major issues out there on the Kennedy coming inbound between Montrose and the Hubbard Street Tunnel. It's completely solid because of an accident. Three left lanes are blocked. O'Hare to downtown is 52 minutes from Montrose, 35. Outbound Stevenson, completely solid between Lakeshore Drive and Kedzie. Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 39 minutes to the Tri-State 59 to I-355, an hour and 11 minutes. The other big issue is on Lakeshore Drive on the northbound side between the Stevenson and Soldier Field. It's completely solid there, 67 to Jackson, 35 minutes. Inbound Eden, slow between Toohey and Montrose. On the outbound side, a small delay between Elston and Cicero. Inbound Kennedy, there's that major delay between Montrose and the Hubbard Street Tunnel. And on the outbound side, it's slow between the Circle and Montrose. Downtown to Montrose is 29 minutes to the airport, 50. Express lanes, 27. And now for a look at weather, it's 63 degrees and fair. Tonight's low is 52. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Here's how you know Hillary Clinton is taking this seriously.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
She is resorting to her effort to be humorous, which is a dangerous business for Hillary Clinton.
But she said that she never received or sent any emails with information marked classified.
This is not going away, so she can be as defiant as she wants. She can't make the untruth become the truth.
It's going to get worse.
Hillary Clinton could use a good Bill Clinton sex scandal.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-600-7926. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-600-7926. 1-800-600-7926.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight once again, the part of Get Down to Business, where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and best practices with you. Playmakers is brought to you in part by Vistage, the world's largest CEO advisory board organization, and I am your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. And tonight, I'm very happy to have with us as our guest, Ryan Fitzgerald. He's chief operating officer of Blue, that's BLU, Sky Creative, Blue Sky Creative, headquartered in Fox River Grove, Illinois. Let me read from their website. Blue Sky Creative is a creative agency that partners with their clients to develop customized and strategic marketing solutions to both build, grow, and strengthen brands. And again tonight, very pleased to have Ryan Fitzgerald. He's the chief operating officer of Blue Sky Creative. Ryan, welcome to Playmaker.
Thanks for having me, Dick.
All right. So, Ryan, as we start with most of our guests, give us the CNN story of Blue Sky Creative. How did it get started, and how'd you get with the firm and so forth?
Sure. Yeah. Blue Sky Creative was created about 4 years ago by our founder, Kirsten Baisley. And it sort of grew organically out of the fact that from her working with other agencies, she felt like there wasn't enough of a consultative approach to the business. Hmm. So she split off from her 12-year relationship with the agency she was working with and decided she wanted to give it a go, and started out with really nothing, a couple people that were willing to work with her, and grew the business to the point where it is now, where we've had pretty substantial growth year over year. My job as COO, and you know, first of all, I came in about 4 months ago. I came in as a new member of Blue Sky Creative. Kirsten has done so much for the company herself, worn a lot of hats, you know, HR and sales and business development. She needs someone to come in and sort of help her out with the business side of things, help grow the business. She's done so much organically that she needed me to come in and, you know, look at the business and bring in some new ideas and some new business. So that's what I've been doing.
Good. So she's sort of the visionary salesperson, ambassador, chief cook, bottle washer, and
you got
you're
it.
Providing a lot of organizational operational opportunities.
Absolutely. I think if I do anything, it's to try and take as much off her plate as possible, because she's so creative and she's so great at the project management side, and she understands the client's needs. I want her working there.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of books on this. The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, the need for the visionary, and in Traction, for example, the need for a visionary and integrator in most small to mid-sized businesses to really get it up and over that hump. And it sounds like the two of you have put a good combination together.
We're a nice yin and yang, that's for sure.
Good for you. So how many employees in total, and where are your offices again? And about how many, what geographic area do you serve? Who are the clients and so forth?
Well, as you mentioned, we're in Fox River Grove. That's the office. We have 12 employees. That includes both full-time and part-time.
Mm-hmm. You use a lot of freelancers, I assume?
We do. You know, the great thing is that we've really housed ourselves with some great creative people, but the services are plentiful because we have great resources.
Right. Yeah. You're the kind of industry that you can grab an incredible resource that you otherwise might not be able to afford to pay full time, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You cannot beat partnerships in this business.
Yeah, absolutely. So you serve clients all over the world, all over the map?
You know what? Mostly in the Chicago area. Uh-huh. You know, we're in one of the largest markets in the U.S., mm-hmm. so that's an advantage. Obviously, but we do have some clients from other parts of the United States as well.
So services include print and electronic media? Is that
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We service our clients on both the traditional side of creative, which mm-hmm. would be the sell sheets and the business cards and logo design. But then we also do a lot on the digital side as well, which will include, of course, you know, websites.
How about search engine optimization and search engine marketing and all that kind of stuff? You get into that, or you bring partners in?
Partner. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I like it. All
yes.
Right. Well, I know a lot of people that need that kind of stuff. need it done well, by the way. So let's see here now. How do you differentiate? So that's always a question I like to throw out. How does Blue Sky differentiate yourself between all the other creative agencies out there? What do you think?
You know what? We shut up and listen. I think it's really important what we do when we work with our clients. A lot of the times they don't know necessarily what their needs are, especially uh-huh. small to mid-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. So we give them a baseline. We start the conversation, and then we let them talk about themselves. More often than not, a lot of discovery comes out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start to collaborate with them.
Yeah. I think a lot of people in the creative business as well, by the way, I was in that a little bit myself, but salespeople in general need to understand that they have two ears and one mouth and should use those appropriately.
You know Absolutely. What I
mean? All right. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Get Down to Business Playmakers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Vistage International. We're talking to Ryan Fitzgerald, and he's Chief Operating Officer of Blue Sky. So are there any unique experiences, specialty areas that you provide that competitors don't? Why would I buy from you guys at this point if I had three or four agencies similar in size and scope?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. I think the one way we differentiate ourselves is our agility. We could really go in and sort of create a roll-up for every single one of our clients. So, mm-hmm. you know, it goes back to the fact that, you know, we have so many services we can handle in-house, but through partnerships and relationships we've established, we can really take any need that they have. And, you know, we sort of see ourselves as problem solvers more than anything.
Good. So there's no doubt a number of business owners or people that influence the decision for buying creative agencies listening here, hopefully. So I guess what does your ideal customer profile look like? How would they consider themselves?
It's always an interesting question because I think deep down, if you were to ask me, I'd love to help anyone who needs the help.
But right.
Ideally, we have, you know, additional idea of who our clients are. So, you know, $25 to $40 million in revenue, mm-hmm. for instance. And the reason we really sort of narrow it down to that is because companies of that size usually have the type of budgets where they can outsource to an agency. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're not just the agency of record. Sometimes we work with their in-house resources as well. We really want to work with people that understands the value, not just has a need, but understands the value of what a good creative relationship can do for their business.
Good for you. So talk to me about the culture of the people that work for you, both full-time, part-time, and the strategic partners you have.
I'll tell you what. One thing that we've done really well is getting everybody to drink the Kool-Aid. Everybody's on board. They all want to work towards growing the business. They all, because we're surrounded by creative people, as you can imagine, it's always interesting. One thing I really, really like about our business is the people. And I think the people obviously are the direct reflection of the culture.
So is it your job to attract, find, hire, and retain these people, or both you and your partner? How do you deal with that?
You know what? I think that, you know, one of the challenges is finding the right people because we are located in Fox River Grove. But what we have done is find some fantastic people and we take care of them because we understand their value goes beyond their paycheck. It is my job to go out there and find new people. Luckily, probably not on the creative side. Mm-hmm. We're going to leave that up to our creative director and our founder, Kirsten, as well.
Gotcha. So tell me about, you're in an industry that's rapidly changing. I mean, a lot of industries are rapidly changing with the internet 24/7 connectivity, but change in particular in electronic media and stuff. How's that affecting the industry as we go forward? What do you see 3 to 5 years from? How are you guys changing? Can you keep up with the change?
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you pay attention. You know, you need to, having all the information, you have access to so much. So staying on top of that is imperative. Mm-hmm. We're adapting by listening to our clients' needs, also looking to see what other companies are doing. I mean, there are companies like Blue Sky that have been doing it for longer that are perhaps a little bit ahead of us as far as the size and shape of their agencies. And we go to shows and we talk to people that are just like us within the industry, and that's who we learn from.
Is it difficult today to get business owners to think about how they need to change to stay on top of social media, for example? That's always been a sore spot with a lot of CEOs.
A lot of companies don't know what they don't know.
Right. Hard to measure that stuff.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the hardest part of my job is to get these business owners, the small to mid business owners, to realize how important it is that their brand and their logo and their website and all that is a direct reflection of who they are as a company. Mm-hmm. And perception is reality. That's the biggest mountain to climb in this industry.
Right. So you've got a whole bunch of influencers, but you got to get all the way to the top for the spend to get the approval from the business owner.
Sure, of course.
Typically, and that's a tough tough road to hoe sometimes.
Well, it is. It is. You know, we want to deal with the champion.
Yep. Well, you know, I'm afraid we're almost out of time, Ryan, but really appreciate your taking the time out to be with us today. Ryan Fitzgerald, Chief Operating Officer of Blue Sky Creative in Fox River Grove. And how would people get a hold of you, Ryan, to hear more about opportunities, either as clients or as employees, perhaps?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can reach me at my email address, of course, ryan@bluesky.com, and that's BLUSKYCreative.com. And then, you know, phone 773-401-8376. Call anytime.
Terrific. Well, thanks again, Ryan. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in once again. This has been the Playmaker Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith, the CEO, business coach, and award-winning chair for Vistage International. Now, stay tuned for more Get Down to Business.
One day only. With all of these names together, Sean Hannity, Ann Coulter, Hugh Hewitt, KT McFarland, Katie Pavlich, and Guy Benson. It's Freedom Summit Chicago 2015, November 14th in Itasca. Tickets begin at just $29 and are on sale now at freedomsummitchicago.com. Don't miss this exclusive event. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com. That's freedomsummitchicago.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. The political and entertainment worlds are mourning the death of Fred Thompson. The lawyer turned actor turned senator lost his battle with lymphoma today in Nashville. Following a short-lived run for the Republican presidential nod in 2008, he went on to address his party's convention.
We live in the freest, strongest, most generous, and prosperous nation in the history of the world, and we're thankful for that.
As an actor, Thompson appeared in films such as Die Hard 2 and The Hunt for Red October. On TV, he co-starred as D.A. Arthur Branch in NBC's Law & Order. Fred Thompson was 73. Down 3-1, it's do or die for the New York Mets tonight in Game 5 of the World Series.
Edinson Volquez will take the mound for the Royals tonight, remembering his dad, who passed away in the Dominican Republic just before his Game 1 start. The Mets send ace Matt Harvey to the mound, hoping to extend the series to a Game 6 back in Kansas City.
Fox's Gernal Scott at Citi Field in Queens, New York. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Grace Hacka, taking a look at traffic. Stop and go on the inbound Edens between Peterson and Montrose. Late cook to Montrose is 27 minutes. On the outbound side of the Edens, tiny delay between Montrose and Elston. Inbound Kennedy is slow between East River Road and Canfield and between Montrose and Armitage. O'Hare to downtown is 36 minutes from Montrose 17. On the outbound side of the Kennedy, you'll be tapping the brakes between Diversey and Montrose. Downtown to Montrose is 17 minutes to the airport 35, express lane 16. Inbound Eisenhower, small delay between Wolf Road and Harlem. Thorndale to the post office 38 from Mannheim 24. Outbound Eisenhower slow between Sacramento and Des Plaines Avenue. Post office to Mannheim 32 to Thorndale 45. Inbound Stevenson, there's a delay between State Street and Lakeshore Drive. I-355 to Lakeshore Drive 36 minutes from the Tri-State 26. And now for a look at weather. It's 61 degrees and fair. Tonight's low is 52. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Here's Dr. Howard, formulator of Balance of Nature, an all-natural, 100% organic fruit and vegetable supplement.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Get real today with Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code Chicago.
A recent Wall Street Journal survey of small business owners and corporate executives showed that one-third of businesses have jobs vacant because they can't find qualified applicants. Here to explain how they're leveraging the White House declaration of November 2nd of National Apprenticeship Week is Brent Booker of North America's Building Trades Union. Brent, welcome to the program. Brent, are you here with us? Oh, Brent, now I can hear you. Perfect. Welcome to the program. So tell us why apprenticeship is something that you and your team at the North America's Building Trades Union is so focused on.
It's what we do. We talk about our apprenticeship program being the other four-year degree, and it's talking about how you can get skills you earn while you learn, accredited programs, and you know, if you are an apprentice, in the construction industry, you're going to be firmly entrenched in the middle class.
And that doesn't require a dime of taxpayer money.
Exactly. These are privately funded programs. These are the monies that come for our training centers come out of our members' checks, something that we negotiate with our employers and something that does not cost the taxpayer a single dime. It's money that we sit down in our negotiations with our employers. We figure out what's going to go on the paycheck, what's going to pay for our pensions, what's going to pay for our health care. And then what we're talking about this week is the amount of investment that we have that goes into our training infrastructure.
Interesting. And it's impossible to pick up a newspaper these days without hearing about skyrocketing student debt. And yet again, this is something that won't cost student loans. It won't cost taxpayer money. And these are these good jobs, Brent, or just minimum wage?
These are great jobs. I mean, and these are great jobs, and not only do you not accrue any student debt, you're making anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000, and in some places $60,000 to $70,000 a year in your first year apprenticeship. And our apprenticeships range anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5 years, depending on the skill, the craft, and the trade. So you're earning while you learn. In many cases, after you graduate your apprenticeship and become a journeyman, you are also, a lot of our apprenticeship schools coordinate with local community college. So as you graduate from your apprenticeship program and get your journeyman card, you are also getting an associate's degree at the local or neighborhood community college that's putting you on path for your bachelor's degree. Again, all of this doesn't cost our members anything out of their pocket. In fact, they're earning while they learn, and they're making, you know, depending on the area, the location, you know, they're in the middle class. They got a health care, they got a pension, and they're making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, and in many places even more than that.
We're chatting with Brent Booker of North America's Building Trades Union, and he's arguing that it's high time that we expand access to this other four-year degree. So, Brent, how do we expand access?
A lot of it is just education and talking about what these programs are. You look at DOL statistics, and nearly two-thirds of all apprenticeships fall in the construction industry. Out of those two-thirds of all apprenticeships, 74% are in the unionized construction industry. We, as in the unions, have to do a better job of marketing to the young people to talk about the advantages of having a career in the construction industry. talk about what type of debt they're going to have. And in our case, you have zero debt after 4 years. In fact, you're out there working every day. You're getting your 40 hours a week on the job site. You're going to school and a class on the nights and the weekends. And after 4 years, you are in the middle class and you don't have any student debt. And you're not worried about having an extended car payment for the next 20 or 30 years with a job that, you know, you're not sure if that's the career you wanted.
Well, Brent, this is something that it's a much larger conversation than a few minute interview and a White House declaration of declaring 1 week as National Apprenticeship Week. While that is important, what we really have to do is we have to change the conversation that there's no one size fits all in education. And we have to talk to parents and we have to talk to communities and encourage the trades. And I know that's something that you are working aggressively to do. So I hope that we'll have the opportunity to continue that conversation. So very briefly, we have about a minute remaining. Tell us a little bit about the other agenda items of the building trades unions.
Well, we're constantly talking about training. I'm a salesman every day. I'm going to industry partners and major CEOs of major companies, talking about our investment in training, talking about the things that we're able to do and deliver, the value that we bring, our advocacy on Capitol Hill and state houses throughout the country, that talks about the value of the last best thing you get with us is the most highly skilled, safest skilled craft person in the world. All of the other things that we do, many people don't know about, is of our advocacy for industry, our partnership with our contractors, our partnership with the owners to ensure the value that we bring. And first and foremost, the first, best, and last thing we have is a skilled workforce that is ready to be deployed throughout North America.
Well, we could all agree on that. Thank you, Brent Booker, the Secretary Treasurer of North America's Building Trades Unions. Really important message. There is no one-size-fits-all. Apprenticeship is a good option, and it's available. Doesn't cost a dime of taxpayer money. Doesn't cost any in student loans, and we need to have this conversation about trades much more frequently, and that's why we'll be having Brent back on sometime real soon. Brent, how can people learn more about the agenda and mission of your organization?
Best place is go to our website, www.dcpd.org. I appreciate the time on your show and would welcome future opportunities to talk to you about the skilled trade.
Fantastic, Brian. We appreciate it. As always, you get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts of Get Down to Business and find out who's going to be on next week on the show. After the break, we're going to be chatting with Ron Milichek of MCHC, talking about the business event, which is taking place next week. Don't touch the dial.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Grace Hacka, taking a look at traffic. Inbound Edens is slow between Foster and Montrose. Lake Cook to Montrose is 22 minutes. The outbound side is clear. Inbound Kennedy is slow between East River Road and Canfield and between Austin and Montrose. There's also an accident reported just before Montrose. O'Hare to downtown is 32 minutes from Montrose 16. On the outbound side of the Kennedy, look out for a delay between Sacramento and Montrose. Downtown to Montrose is 15 minutes to the airport 32, express lanes 12. Inbound Eisenhower, a small delay between Ashland the Circle, Thorndale to the post office 36 minutes from Mannheim 22. Outbound Eisenhower, you'll be tapping the brakes between Sacramento Boulevard and Des Plaines Avenue. The post office to Mannheim 29 to Thorndale 42. Inbound Stevenson, slow between Cermak and Lakeshore. On the outbound side, slow between Ashland and Cicero. And now for a look at weather. It's 61 degrees and fair. Tonight's low is 52. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Think you're fat?
you might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-963-6070.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-963-6070. That's 1-800-963-6070. 1-800-963-6070.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and I've been saying it all week. I've been saying it all month. We are excited about the business event, the Healthcare Summit and Small Business Expo, which is taking place next Tuesday, November 10th. Here to chat with me a little bit of what our listeners and the many attendees that will be joining us at the business event is Ron from MCHC, the Metropolitan Chicago Healthcare Council. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Ron, let's start with the event itself. MCHC is the newest partner joining the Small Business Advocacy Council and Jewish B2B Networking. Why did MCHC decide to join in and partner on this event?
Well, Shalom, you know, as consumerism in healthcare grows, it's essential for healthcare and business communities to collaborate. So the healthcare summit combined with the business event, you know, strengthens this collaboration as Chicago's small business and the hospital communities have formed a strategic partnership through MCHC and SBAC and the Jewish B2B networking.
Absolutely, and that's why this event is so important, and the speakers of the event reflect that growing partnership. We have the CEOs of many of the hospitals and Land of Lincoln Health and so many important businesses that are involved both in small business and in healthcare. You mind telling us a few of the names of people that our listeners can expect to meet and greet at the event?
Well, I know we have, you know, Michael Engelhardt, from the new CEO from Presence Healthcare. He's going to be kicking off the keynote session in the morning. We have Mark Newton from Swedish Covenant Healthcare in one of the panels. We also have Jason Montree, who is the CEO and president of Land of Lincoln Health, who will be speaking at the pitch session and also one of the sessions throughout the day.
Well, it's a really great lineup, Ron, and we have the pitch session, which you just mentioned, is really very, very cool. For many of our listeners, I know myself, I'm a huge fan of the show Shark Tank, and this pitch session is just, putting it bluntly, it's totally and completely amazing and incredible, and our listeners really, really will not want to miss this. Our panel of judges is Dan Yonker, the president and CEO of MCHC, Tom Dennison, the founder of Smart Health Activator, Mike Easley, the CEO of Syntegra, and Matt Masick, the CEO of IDS, and Andrew Boren, the past director of the Illinois Department of Insurance. It's pretty amazing. And you know what, Ron? The best thing of all is that it is completely and totally free. So how are we doing with the sign-ups? I think there's going to be a handful of people or so at the event, won't there?
Well, we expect, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 attendees. Right now we have over 60 sponsors and expo participants. We still have room for a few more, and if you are interested in being a sponsor or an expo participant, you know, feel free to call me at 312-906-6122, and we can still squeeze you into the event.
There are about 10 spots remaining, but really, really only 10 spots remaining. The room is going to be pretty full. And free registration at thebusinessevent.com. This is actually the fifth year that we're running the event, and it's really incredible how the event has grown. And this year, with a healthcare focus, it's going to be huge. The event this year is at Drury Lane Conference Center. And, Ron, we're doing that because The event is just, we've run out of space, which is a great problem to have. So you mentioned some of the speakers. What are some of the topics that our listeners can look forward to?
All right. Well, some of the topics are, online display advertising's role for healthcare, today's health insurance industry, turmoil opportunity, using new crowdfunding exemption to find business capital. You built your business. We'll help you grow it by Goldman Sachs. How to reduce unemployment costs, economic effectiveness and the efficiency of healthcare management, access to capital by the city of Chicago, linking communities to healthcare, new relationships to drive new revenues, new disruptive innovators, how a startup insurance company partnered with a 125-year-old healthcare system to form a new insurance cooperative. So there's some great topics that apply to both healthcare and small businesses, but more importantly, how to link the two together to drive down the cost of healthcare.
It's a great lineup of speakers, and there's going to be a ton of exhibitors there. Something for everybody. Once again, there are about 10 spots remaining for businesses that want to, if you want to set up a table and reach potentially thousands of people at the event, you can reach Ron. Ron, what's your telephone number for our listeners that want to exhibit?
It's 312-906-6122.
Fantastic. 312-906-6122. And the website that that you can go to register for free for the event is thebusinessevent.com. It's so easy to remember, thebusinessevent.com. And this is one of those few times that I'm going to ask you, this is your call to action. Post online, post on your Facebook, post on your Twitter. Let your friends and colleagues know that you'll be at the business event. It's an all-day event. You don't need to stay all day, but there's going to be something there for everybody. Register at thebusinessevent.com. Once again, we're chatting with Ron Milicek of MCHC, the Council of Healthcare here in Chicago. It's going to be a great event. Ron, we're looking forward to seeing you and your colleagues over there at the event. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Shalom.
You bet. Get Down to Businesses, powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Get on their website, TandemHR.com, or you can meet them and many of our other listeners at the event next week, November 10th. You can register for free at TheBusinessEvent.com. Until then, get on my website, ShalomKlein.com. Don't touch that dial after the break. I've got some more tips, advice, and information for you.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Visage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-608-1392. 800-608-1392.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and products product availability varies by state.
Call 800-608-1392, 800-608-1392, 800-608-1392. That's 800-608-1392.
You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. It always amazes me how many people don't know how to use the one device that they carry around with them everywhere they go. I'm talking about your phone. It's the one item you never leave home without with. And if you do, you go back to get it. Today, I want to share seven tips and settings that you can use to maximize your productivity with your iPhone. I'm one of those guys. I had the BlackBerry. I had to switch to the iPhone. Had no choice. BlackBerries are basically going extinct. So do you know your iPhone? There's no reason to be embarrassed about operating your iPhone. Many people don't even know how to silence their device when it rings, and it's pretty funny to watch. First of all, you can create custom vibration alerts. This is one of those that most people don't know you can do. You create custom vibration notifications for your iPhone. That means that you can literally operate. It's like a drum set on your iPhone, and you have a little knock-knock pattern for your spouse and a separate buzz for your boss. And you could use the Do Not Disturb mode when you don't want to be interrupted. If you're tired of your phone buzzing in the middle of the night, you could set hours that literally your phone will not ring, and automatically on a timer, it could pop back on. You could back up your iPhone to iCloud. Everybody knows about iCloud, but are you actually using it to back up your phone? You're only one drop away from losing all of that information on your phone. I almost dropped my phone one time, and how long and how much hassle would be involved in trying to reconstruct the digital life? It's no fun. And you could access your control center and notification center from the lock screen. Few people realize that you could lock, that you can launch the iPhone's camera from their lock screen with a single swipe upward of the camera icon. Fewer still realize that you can open the control panel from the lock screen as well. All you do is you swipe up at the bottom of the screen and reveals your iPhone control center. You quickly access commonly needed actions like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, music, and you can also get your notification center by swiping down from the top of the lock screen. You can literally block phone numbers. If you're getting wrong numbers and telemarketers calling your mobile phone in the middle of the day, it could be pretty unproductive. Did you know that you could block phone numbers with one touch? This will prevent them from calling or texting you in the future. Wrong numbers and telemarketers only ring my phone one time, and then they get blocked. You can also respond with text message to call. Do you answer your phone just to say, I'm busy, can I call you back? Instead of interrupting your conversation, there's literally a button that you could press, and it could say, can't talk right now. In a meeting, you create your own custom responses by going to settings. Last tip that I have for you is about search. The other day, I watched a colleague turn on their phone, swipe several screens, and open the contacts app. He then scrolled down until he located Susan in the list of contacts. That individual was amazed when I showed him that he could have simply searched for Susan with a couple of taps. The search pane on the iPhone has always been a little hidden, but in the new operating system, it can be found by pulling down from the middle of your home screen an app page as you just type a few letters, and then it shows up. You could locate contacts, launch apps, write notes. It's so much more productive, and I've used the search feature to quickly locate a note from several years ago, and I found it in a matter of seconds. How is your iPhone productivity? You may have heard of a few of these tips, but how many of you are using it on a daily basis? I'd love to hear your tips. You could contact me through my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. Visit the website, shalomkline.com, and let me know what tips are working for you. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Elevator speeches are intended to prepare you for the very brief chance encounters in an elevator. But elevator speeches are not just for elevators. You should use it wherever you want to introduce yourself to a new contact. That could be in the supermarket, waiting in line at an ATM, or when you get your morning latte. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com. Or give them a call at 630-928-0510. 630-928-0510 is the phone number for the folks that I call your solution center. Check them out online at tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Many thanks to our guest that joined us, Julie from Red Caffeine, Brent Booker from North America's Building Trades Union, and Ron Milichuk from MCHC. I want to meet all of you at the business event November 10th. Register for free and post online. Tell your colleagues they'll be at the business event. You can register for free at thebusinessevent.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next week.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years...